were mentioning being a Protestant in a Catholic school.
Yes.
And from German, it must have been Lutheran. Was it? Were you brought up?
Oh my goodness! Yes.
Lutheran? Were you brought up?
That was Martin Luther's country, Wittenberg.
Yeah.
Yes, and they are Lutherans. And I would have you know that old St. Patrick's and the First Presbyterian Church in 1804 was only two churches. Now, behind the museum is the original Lutheran church in the city. It's called the Chinese Benevolent Society now.
Oh, really?
My father was organist there when we were children. And Mrs. Peter B. Wright sang in his choir. No, they were all Presbyterians, because when the great-grandfather came down here from Albany to be married in the First Presbyterian Church, always been Presbyterians until it's interesting. Sometimes when you are upset with yourself or you don't like yourself and you think, well, can I go to church and have communion, and then, you know, something goes on, you feel better. So what church can you do that in? Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
You sure can't do it in the Protestant churches, because they serve communion, and especially in the Presbyterian. Four times a year you get communion, and every once in a while some of them come in here after church and say, oh, so tired, what a long service, we had communion today. And I said, you what? Said, when did you have it last? Well, they don't even remember. You know, 3 months is a long time to remember back when they have last. When they do it?
But that's changed. No,
not the Presbyterian Church. I don't. I don't know. Of course, the Episcopal has always had communion every Sunday. But that's what's wrong with that dough. Look at it. Look at it. She's just drugged. That's how she's drugged. But and by the grace of God, I didn't go in until after my family passed away.
Uh-huh.
I was too smart. They were the choir and I were the choir. There'd been no religion, there'd been no feeling, so I just...
They would have died, right?
they would turn over in their graves right now. Don't say it so loud. But you see, that was the first year we went to Europe and had the interview, thing with Pope John, audience with Pope John. And Joe and Anna kept saying to me, touch him. Well, I said, can't touch him. I see him. I think he's an amazing person. But what is touching him? Well, I would touch now. But we got a blessing from Pope Paul when we went over with Herschel when we went to Jerusalem. But he was a fur piece, so it didn't do much good then. But it was all right, a blessing is a blessing. And that's why I was so interested to have the girls have the rosary beads, one by Pope Paul and one by Pope John. And I hope that they'll always be taught that there were two popes by that name. I don't know, they don't do much in religion anymore. You send your child to a parochial school for religion, let us not go into that. Just skip it. That's better. Okay. No.
Well, have you ever had many contacts? I know you mentioned traveling around. Have you had much in the way of contact with the coast, like Charleston and Savannah and Beaufort, that area?
Beaufort. I know Beaufort. Well, I think everybody at one time in their life, Sally, when she was a baby child, used to go up to Sullivan's Island.